Log Talk Radio.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
I feel the master. I feel the master. Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? We ready? We ready?
Does so, 100 years
centennial on the show. They celebrated. I saw you on Facebook as you were having a ball up in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much. Share words for others and brothers. Tell them, Dr. Smith and Dr. Louisa D. Smith, the host of the show. And I'm so excited. I said it again because this vessel is part of the vision God gave to me. God gave me allowed me the opportunity to try to get the word out through this vessel. And we're so happy. We're so happy to be able to do it. In 2017, I was living in South Florida. And I always wanted the opportunity to kind of do this. I had retired, and I was like, let me get something else different. Let's try something different. So God blessed me with this vision. Said, go to Blog Talk Radio. Get the word out. So automatically, he shared with me. He said, do a talk sports show, Blog Talk Radio show dealing with sports, entitled Talking Sports Plus. And it's focused on historical black colleges and universities, and high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States, but we also cover all other parts of the United States as well. So we're excited to have a chance to come before you and share what we have. Now, I have several co-hosts that will be joining me in a little bit. You know, last week I was on them, and you know, I know it's the first show we had last week of the new year, because 2020 is the year of access, and we have access to a new decade. And God's going to bless you through 2020 and beyond. You know, God has already taken charge of that. He's already seen it because he's the creator. The story has already been written. So if you're worried and stressing yourself out, don't turn it over to him. Let him do it. So that's what I did, and that's why we are where we are now. We're so happy to have it. All right, the call-in number for our show tonight is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Now, some people are kind of confused when I give you that call-in number. You can call in and just listen to the show. If you want to put your headphones on, you know, modernization, you got buzz and you got everything going on now, you can put that on and walk around and check the show out for that hour's time. Now, if you have something you want to share with us, press 1. And I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I'll actually give your name and location if you choose to. Then offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise about the topics we're talking about. Also, we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook.com/. It's going to be moving toward my handle. That's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then we're also giving a pause and a connection with Instagram right now. Sometimes we have just all of these techno things on here, technology working on here. We get challenges from each end. So I'm real excited to be able to do this. On Instagram, you can check us out on Lorenza D. Smith 15. Now, let me kind of share some thoughts with you in regards to our show tonight. Our title for tonight's show is For the Love of Sports. That's what we're going to talk about, for the love of sports. And we're just grateful to have this opportunity to be able to share this. Now, the web link, if you want to check the show out, is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you want to check in on the episode we have, you know, from when I was combining 1 and 2, we had up to 170. But I moved and put Season 3 and in various ones. This is 16 we're dealing with here, and then we have 10 at another one. So we're moving forward over 200 episodes dealing with the Smith Way production, and we're just so glad we can have a chance to come and share it with you. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you have an opportunity as well. You can go to @TalkingSportsPlus with the number 1. @LorenzaDSmith15, @TremaineEdwards, the number 7, @ElliotDarrell, the number 1, and @Coach, with a K, _L @Jeff_Smith. You can tweet the show, and those are the individuals that will be joining me as co-hosts, and I will share exactly who those individuals are. Hails from the northern part of the state of Alabama. He's known as the king up in North Alabama. Pretty much the reason why is because his middle school, which is Chapman Middle School, has won 5 out of the last 6 girls basketball championship. 2 out of the last 3 boys basketball championship. 2 out of the last 3 football championship, and was runner up this year, which is 2019-2020 season. So we'll give him a shout out and let him share his point of view. He's known as the king. The next co-host, he's also a member of my fine fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. He hails from Central Alabama, retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association as the Associate Executive Director, and he's our resident expert. And we always want to make sure we open the door when we get to our high school part of the show. Next we have Hill from South Alabama. He's our radio personality, also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's known to many as the Don King of all things. He's the conductor of the E-Train, none other than town councilman in Alabama, Darryl E-Train Elliott. We have 2 more, our millennium, and also a young lady. My daughter, so proud to have her a part of the show. She's a member of Alpha Kappa, Alpha Sword Incorporated. Coach Lauren D. Smith, a millennial, and she's the lady of the hour. Last but not least, we have Cameron Gibber. Coach Cameron Gibber, he's a millennial from Central Alabama. He'll be joining us from time to time as an expert. So those are the individuals that will join me in a little bit. You know, we're going to wait on them, and whenever they come in, we're going to make this show do what it do. And I appreciate individuals joining us. And I wanted to give you a shout-out since you're joining. I started off giving a few people shout-outs before, and I want to make sure I do this again. We have Melanie Holmes. Thank you, Melanie, for joining us. Also, we have Vanton Wright, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Vanton Wright. Thank you, Sarah, so much. We have Yvette Smith, my sister, biological sister. Thank you so much for joining us as well. We also have Tracy Hurd Kendricks, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Tracy, I do thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you very soon. I tell you, it's good to. I saw your dad yesterday, and it was so good to see him. Thank you so much for joining us as well. We have another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Nicole Sharon Brown. Nicole has been a guest on our show. She's an author with over 11 novels she had written. Her last one that we purchased and had it available to individuals on the show, Who Do You Love? And it's by Nicole S. Brown, Nicole Sharon Brown. If you want to purchase a copy of that novel, you can go to Facebook, Nicole Sharon Brown, and get with her and purchase a copy or any of the other novels she has. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us so much. Also, we have Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol. Carol, I really appreciate you and your family, how you all are making the impact in North Alabama and throughout this country. And we're just glad that you all wanted to play a part of our show and last year and the year before. We do appreciate it. Another one of my frat brothers. So proud to have him on. Luster Halston. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Come out of that chapter out of Huntsville, Gamma Epsilon chapter. Luster, thank you so much. Now, Luster, I'm going to throw this out to you and any other brother on there. No, on this, check us out. We're new. We have a reactivating the chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. Come be a part of it. Come down there with Adam Whittle and join us, and let's make things happen. Okay? Audrey Alston, thank you. And I'm looking, Audrey, I have something down there. I can't see symbols there. Also, Jennifer Edwards, my sister. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us. And we look forward to you to buzz in. I see you on the line as well. So hit us. Sandrika Edwards, my niece, the wife of our co-host, Coach Tremaine Edwards. She's watching now. Drika is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We want to make sure we give her a shout out. Thank you, niece, for joining us as well. Anton L. Washington, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You know, I'm giving these shouts out early tonight because normally what I do is I wait to the end of the show and we run out of time. So you're getting your shout out. We want you to stay with us. Join us. I want you to just relax. And you ask yourself, why should I check out Talking Sports Plus? Because we're going to be talking the hottest topics relating to historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. If you are not in this area, you're to the school that you have, and I'll make sure I talk about that school as well or any schools in that area. If I'm not touching in the collegiate level with the historical black colleges, Group of Five, as well as Power Five, or the high school or middle school. So, again, we have an awesome show. Also joining me now, Tamika R. McGill, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm so glad to have you, Tamika. Tamika is my favorite Zeta. I appreciate Tamika. I always give her a shout out because she's been always supported, and I appreciate you, Tamika. You're always going to be special, not only as my sister, but just a good friend. Thank you so much, Tamika, so much. All right, let's get started with our show, For the Love of Sports. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to start with the historical black colleges and universities. What we want to make sure we look at is we're going to focus on basketball now, because we're in that time of year where basketball is going on. I had an opportunity to check out two games dealing with SWAC schools, and that's the first conference we're going to talk about, the Southwest Athletic Conference, which is known as the SWAC. We're going to talk about the standings, the men's standing at this point. As of Monday, which was the 20th, you have Prairie View in the men's section is 4-1. Texas Southern is 4-1. Alcorn is 4-2. Grambling is 3-3. Southern is 3-3. Arkansas Pine Bluff, 2-3. Alabama State University, 2-3. Alabama A&M University, 2-3. On the women's side, you have Jackson State University, 6-0, leading the conference. Texas Southern, second, 4-1. Alcorn, 4-2. Southern, 4-2. Alabama A&M, 3-2. Arkansas Pine Bluff, 2-3. And Alabama State University, 2-3. Now, let's talk about a spotlight game I had an opportunity to go to. I went to Birmingham last Saturday. They had the Magic City Classic on the hardwood. It was an awesome game. Now, our ASU women wasn't as successful. They lost 75-45. However, the men's game was a just back-and-forth game. Alabama A&M and Alabama State University. The final score was Alabama State 65 and Alabama A&M University 56. So that's the Magic City Classic on the hardwood. It was Alabama A&M home game. They will rotate back and come back to Alabama State University in February. So check it out. Put your meat in the seat and check out Alabama State and Alabama A&M in the hardwood Magic City Classic in Montgomery. So the Magic City Classic in Montgomery. So we want to make sure we understand it's going to be awesome. Basketball is going on. It's rolling in the SWAC. That's Southwest Athletic Conference. In the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, we're going to start with the standing. Then we're going to talk about some of the spotlight games. You have in the men's division, you have Norfolk State 4-0, South Carolina State 4-1, North Carolina State 4-1, North Carolina Central 3-2, Bethune-Cookman University 3-2, Morgan State 3-3, Florida A&M University 3-3. On the women's side, the conference is being led by Norfolk State 4-0. Cookman, which is Bethune-Cookman, 4-1. North Carolina A&T, 4-1. Morgan State, 4-2. The spotlight game of the week was FAMU, which is Florida A&M University, versus North Carolina Central. FAMU won the game 66-57. And then we had North Carolina A&T 76 and Morgan State 70. So those were the two games spotlight. We have some other people joining us. I want to give those people a shout out on Facebook. We have Karan White, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I do appreciate you, Karan, joining us so much. Also, Catherine Beer, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Kat, thank you so much for joining us, and we plan to have an awesome show. So make sure you are, you know, just continue to join us. I'm looking at my connection. We have some challenges, okay? We're going to hang in there tonight, because if we lose you here, I'm going to pop you over to the phone. Make sure enough vessels to make sure we have you. Now, as I said, we have several vessels working. If you want to go to Instagram, you can go to that LorenzaDSmith15. You also can check the show out as well. Then you can call in. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give us your location and name if you choose to do that, and offer your comments, questions, as well as expert team. I got a couple advertising I want to run at this time. I'm going to run one of them, then I come back with the other one in a minute. We have the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, 100 Finer Womanhood Centennial Gala, Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, 300 Tallapoosa Street. Doors open at 6:45. Gala start at 7 o'clock. The attire is all white formal. The admission is $50. And if you want to purchase a ticket, you can go to Finer Womanhood Book. That's B-O-O-K 1920 at gmail.com. So check the ladies of Alpha Zeta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated in Montgomery, Alabama, as they celebrate 100 years Centennial Gala in Montgomery. So check them out. It's going to be a ball. So, you know, we look forward to seeing you there. And, you know, the advertisement sent to me, and I'm running to make sure you're there. All right, we're going to move back to our Division II conferences. It's two of them, of the historical black colleges and universities. You have the SEAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. I don't know if I want to put South on there. Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Their standing is Albany State. It's in the East. Their record is 8-2. Clark is 6-2. Morehouse is 5-6. And in the West, you have Tuskegee, 8-2, and Miles, 7-2, and Lamont, 0-6-4. In the women's division, which is the East and the West, starting with the East, you have Benedict College, 7-1, Payne College, 5-4. In the West, you have Miles College, 6-2, and Tuskegee is 6-3. Central State 4-4. So that's the conference there in the spotlight game. And I want to talk about Tuskegee versus Lamont. Owen Saturday, Tuskegee won the game. However, there was an incident, and I'm not going to come up. I'm going to wait till I get my coach's corner, and I'm going to talk about that. I have to touch the other Division II Historical Black College and University. That is the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. In the Northern Division of the men's, the leaders are Virginia State University at 6-1, Virginia Union at 4-2. You have in the Southern Division, you have Winston-Salem 6-2, Fayetteville State 3-3. And make sure 5-3, I'm sorry. Johnson C. Smith is 5-3. And the women's division, the northern leader is Lincoln University, 6-1. Bowie State, 6-1. Virginia Union, 5-1. In the southern division of the CIAA, you have Fayetteville State, 6-2. And Johnson C. Smith, 5-3. That's the CIAA, and their tournament will be coming up very soon, by the end of February, and it's well known. A lot of people attend the CIAA tournament, so it's awesome, and it's held up on that Atlantic coast, and they go from site to site, and it's people just make a point to be at the CIAA tournament. Also, we want to move to our coach's corner, but before I do that, I want to share with you another advertisement, which is vote for Demarcus Weeds for the Montgomery County School Board District 4, Montgomery, Alabama. He's running for the school board. We are endorsing Marcus. I call him Marcus because he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And Demarcus is an excellent, innovative, creative young man who wants to bring change to our Board of Education. So we are endorsing Demarcus for that position as school board member, District 4. So Demarcus, make it happen, make it do what it needs to do. Thank you so much for sending that to me, Demarcus, and we look forward to making sure we're there to support you in whatever way you ask for us. All right, let's look at our coach's corner because it's important. Because it was important that I kind of talk about this because on yesterday or last night, there was an incident that was broadcast on ESPN, a game between Kansas and Kansas State. I know some people say, well, why do we need to talk about that? We need to talk about this because it's getting out of control. Because just this past weekend, we had two incidents. I'm going to talk about, I'm going to include Tuesday as part of this time frame because I go back into the last show, which is Wednesday. But yesterday, Kansas and Kansas State was competing. The game was down to about 6 seconds. Kansas was ahead a good bit, and a fight broke out. A brawl broke out. The brawl ended up all up in the section for the handicapped individual we reserved for them. One player in particular picked up a stool and was going to hit somebody with that. It was a melee. And it's nothing we can sit up and laugh about. It is serious. We need to make sure we focus on the topic we want to share with you tonight. And that topic, we're going to give our thoughts, and I'm going to give my thoughts as soon as my team come in. They'll get their thoughts as well. What should be the penalties for sports athletes brawling before, during, and after a game or contest? What should be the penalty? We take Kansas. They're handing out the penalty. My question to you, what do you think? What should happen? What if there's your child in the midst of this brawl? I don't mean in it, but in the way like a lot of the children was just sitting down there, or those individuals who handicapped couldn't get out of the way, people just mad rushing them, swaying. And what is the penalty? How do we stop this? Personally, I'll tell you, we have to take off the kids' glove and be serious. This is nothing to play with. Someone's going to get hurt. And actually, someone did get hurt in an incident on Friday night. Actually got killed. A teenager, 17-year-old student, got killed over after a game over there in Perry County. The game was between R.C. Hatch. This is in Perry County, Alabama, Uniontown. Not really Union Spring, that bad rap. Uniontown, Alabama. That's R.C. Hatch versus their rival, Francis Marion. They was in a game, and the game was over with, and they took the fight. I guess the game that where they still be competing to a fight outside where a bunch of individuals got into a fight, a group left and came back, start firing guns, end up shooting and killing a 17-year-old student of R.C. Hatch, and also injuring a young lady as well. What do we need to do? I should take the kids' glove off and deal with them, because as a retired administrator in middle school as well as high school, we have to be serious about having penalties. It should be penalties. Besides, we automatically know if you fire a gun and kill somebody in the crowd, you know, you could be up to, you know, serious capital murder for killing that person. But what else do we need to do to get our young people to understand taking someone's life or inflicting violence on someone is not the way to go? It's a game. I don't care if it's a rival. You just can't take it to that point. Kansas State, like last night on national television, that young man took that stool and hit someone in the head. It could have killed him. It was taken out of his hand. How do we handle it? He's been suspended indefinitely. But what is the incident it did was carry on. We need to send a message now. Then I'll say, also reported on Friday night, a high school game. After the game, in the parking lot, big fight over at the game between Jefferson Davis High School and Robert E. Lee High School in Montgomery, Alabama. That's three incidents I'm talking about. How do we penalize our people? To get the message out to everybody from this point on, we are not going to tolerate this kind of behavior. We're not going to tolerate it. As a principal, as I dealt with situations like that, I pushed the max. There's one thing I have what I call a 3Fs. And I want everybody, if you're in administration anyway, just remember these. You can use them. You don't have to use them. I had the 3Fs that I operate by, and this is the way I administrating my building, my people I work with. First of all, I'm going to be fair. My thing, I'm going to be fair with you. I'm going to pay the law and the rules dealing with the situation. I'm going to maximize it based on my investigation. I'm going to be firm. I'm just telling you, I'm going to be firm with you. I'm not going to play because I don't have time to play. And that's what we got to do. We got to get out of the gray. In my book, you know, you can purchase What Happened to the Past, What Happened to the Passion in Education. I talk about the gray. We can't operate in the gray. You have rules and regulations you must follow. We got to cut down on these situations because it's not getting better. We can people losing their lives. We got to be serious. We got to have serious feelings. If we as parents got to talk to our children about being involved with things like that. Talk to our children about hanging with people like that. The next incident happened over at Tuskegee University. They had a little situation with the players in the men's game between Tuskegee and Lamont Owen. They was going back and forth, going to get into it. However, they did not get into it. All of a sudden in the stands, we had a big fight. Had a big fight between those individuals in the stands. You know, it's amazing. I'm still with you, but I lost my people on Facebook. But what I'm going to do is make sure I flip over, because I want to get you back on Facebook now. I want to get you back on Facebook. So just bear with me. And I just want you to be a part of it. Just for a minute, we're going to just play some very encouraging music so we can move forth. And not so much as have to be music, but just something I want us to think about, because this week, starting Monday, we celebrated Dr. King's. It's a celebration. So we had an opportunity to do that. So I want to make sure I play the stanza dealing with him, but also I wanted us to listen to John Lewis as he shares some things in regards to, and I'm strolling through because I'm trying to get a setup. I'm trying to get a setup, and I'm strolling through my Essence by playlist to make sure I can pull that up. But why I'm trying to set up in regards to you getting back with me on Facebook, I lost you on Facebook, and I want to get you back before we move forward. So I'm fully trying to show this list. It looks like we're having, you know, when you put your finger on music, you can put it on right quick. And sometimes you can't put it on there, but that's all right. But we're going to play something to get us going so we won't just try to stroll up right quick. Make sure we do not own the rights to this music, but we're going to play it right quick as I get them back up.
What is that?
Struggling to try to get in on my iPad, but I do have you on my phone. Appreciate you again for joining us. And we're going to get back to our topics that we was talking. We had moved forth, and we was talking about the penalty for being involved with a brawl at a before, after, are doing a contest, and we talk about several incidents. We talk about Kansas and Kansas State that's broadcast all through the day. It happened last night. One penalty we know had been the issue out for the young man that grabbed the stool that was going to hit someone in the head. We also talk about the Tuskegee situation, Tuskegee and Lamont. As I was saying, that it was a men's game. That was an altercation toward the end of the game between one of the Lamont Owens player and one of the Tuskegee players, and it ended up to a point where it was calmed down. But the fight broke out in the stand between several Tuskegee students and Lamont Owens women basketball players. It was not nice to see. So we got to make sure we stay close to our young people, talk with us, share with them. As I was sharing, I say my three L's was before I was cut off is being firm. I'm going to be firm. I'm going to let you know this is how you're going to be, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. That's what it's all about. Also, I'm going to be fair. As administrator, I'm talking about my three L's for being a good administrator. It's being fair. I'm going to be fair with you. I'm not going to do more for you than I wouldn't do for the others too. All of my staff, students, parents, community is important. So I want to be fair. And last but not least, it's be funny. Everybody say, what you mean? I say, every now and then, you got to smile and tell a joke. When you're open up with people, people will work with you. I have a book, What Happened to the Passion? You can check the book out. Just go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DRL Alberta Smith, and you can purchase this book. It's Education, What Happened to the Passion, $15 for this book, because this is a book from last year. I wrote it last year, and it talks about the things I'm sharing about the three L's and how we need to deal, how we have to have penalties for things like this. And the last incident I want to talk about is the incident that occurred, if I'm not mistaken, is I didn't talk about it. I just shared some thoughts about it. It was at the game between two of the high schools in Montgomery. I shared, just said something about it. But no one managed to get injured, but we still have that going on. You go to the game, it might not be an altercation in the game, but when you step outside the game, that might be where the altercation. And when they get outside, it can become a wild, wild west. It can become very chaotic. So we're going to have to make sure we focus. Penalties have to be there. If you pull a gun and shoot in the air, shoot somebody, call somebody, you know, cause death to somebody, your punishment got to be stiff. It has to be very stiff. If you in a fight and pick up something and hit someone in the head or hit them something and cause it, you have to be dealt with. We have to stop this by saying that we are willing to attack the problem because it is a problem. We can't, back. Like I said, that's five incidents I gave you for the weekend. So just remember, we have to be fair, firm, and funny every now and then. All right, we're going to look at the next topic, which is dealing with Jalen Hurts. You know, we're going to look at a NFL draft. We're going to look at the NFL draft 2020. Jalen Hurts, what's his stock like? The best thing could have happened for Jalen Hurts in 2019-20 football season, besides transferring to Oklahoma, having an awesome year, and also receiving enough votes to be in second place with the Heisman. He also, that's Lamar Jackson. If anybody watched the Baltimore Ravens, the dual threat quarterback is here. He's here to stay. That team had the best record of all NFL teams. That quarterback is the MVP. This is the same quarterback. 2 years ago, they said that he needed to change his position. The same quarterback. So I want you to make sure you understand for Jalen Hurts coming into the NFL, he might not get drafted the second or third round, but the bottom line, the dual threat quarterback is here. It's no longer just stand up in the pocket like that mentality was for changing our quarterbacks. They had to stand up in the pocket and not be able to run, not be able to use that the wheels that they have, which is the feet they have, the legs they have. So Jalen Hurts' stock will be good. Put in a system. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the college football graduate transfer portal. Now, I just want to use a couple individuals that it worked perfect. Not so much as a graduate transfer, even though a couple of them was graduate, but just a transfer portal for college football. In the college football playoffs, you had three transfer individuals that came from the university, had their teams, and one who transferred to the national championship, Louisiana State University, Joe Burrow, and also won the Heisman and every other award came from Ohio State. He went through the transfer portal. That's what he did. Justin Fields left Georgia and went to Ohio State. His team was in the playoff. Jalen Hurts went to Oklahoma, his team in the playoffs. So it's here, it's not going anywhere, and it's good for a player who's not happy at that university. Yeah, you signed with that university, but you're not with that university. So you want to transfer and get somewhere where you can play. So I'm all for a student doing that. Sometimes it leads to cover bear at some university like Georgia. Georgia lost two of his backup quarterbacks, and Easton, who went to University of Washington. Now they got to have a transfer to come in and hope that person can help them, because the young man behind the quarterback was not as he's not ready to be the starting quarterback as of now. Also, Clemson the same problem, because their backup quarterback transferred himself from Clemson. So if their quarterback, Lawrence, go down, you know, you got to reach far back. I think no one realized that. I think if you watch the season, Alabama went lost their quarterback. The backup mean a whole lot. And it puts a lot of pressure. I was talking to somebody, and they said, why it's so important, what, you know, the backup quarterback, why don't they get all the reps? Because when you put a game plan in, no one goes into to a game thinking your quarterback gonna get hurt. You give them a few reps, but most of the reps goes to the one that's gonna be playing the game, starting the game. So when you get a backup, but once they get in there, you can really find out who they are and pretty much prove Mac Jones went to the Auburn, even though he lost, but he did help put up 45 points. Went to the Citrus Bowl against Michigan and led them. So there's a future with that young man. So the backup quarterback is fine in some places, where in other places they got to wait on a transfer through the transfer portal. So it's good, and we all for it. The 2021 college football playoff predictor right now at this point, we have for 2021, you have the odds is to win the national championship is a plus 200. Ohio State odds is a plus 400. Alabama odds is plus 450. LSU odds is plus 700. And I'm going to challenge that. Everybody said they have athletes. They're doing this. However, when you lose your passing coordinator, Brady, who helped Joe Burrow out a whole lot for the NFL, lose your defensive coordinator, Dave Aranda, to go to Baylor, you lost a lot. And then you're losing players that are going early to the pros and also the seniors. It's going to be a challenge. It won't be just load up, reload, because coaches are going to be important. They're not going to be hitting the same boys. You're not going to have it. So it's going to make a difference. Even though they had plus 700, I think they're probably going to drop below that. Then you have Georgia, who's a plus 800. Those are the teams that are going to be in the 2021 college football playoff based on the odds in Vegas. So we'll look out and see what the odds are going to be and see if it's truly true. Exactly. All right, we're going to look at some high school and move to the Alabama High School Athletic Association Power 25 ranking. And then we're going to do the Florida 25, Power 25 ranking as well. For the Alabama High School basketball power ranking for 2020, you have Mountain Brook 23-1. Mountain Brook has won three straight championships. They're ranked number one. You have Jemison out of Huntsville, ranked number two, 20-2. We have Lee of Montgomery, 22-0. You have Huffman out of Birmingham, 21-3. You have Pinson Valley out of Jefferson County, 20-3. That's their record. Fairfield out of Jefferson County, 16-5. Ramsey out of Birmingham, 15-6. Bob Jones out of Madison, 18-7. Lee of Huntsville, 11-7. Abreville, 18-3. Oxford, 15-7. Eufaula, 17-5. Thompson over there in Alabaster, 18-7. They won the football state championship. Hazel Green, number 14, is 10-8. Lafayette, 22-0. Lafayette is a small class 2A school. Huntsville High, 17-8. Plainview out of Rainesville, 21-3. Fairhope is 16-3. Hoover, 14-7. Helena, 19-5. Austin out of Decatur, 17-9. Talladega, 16-3. They won the state championship last year. Buckhorn out of Newmarket, 14-8. McGill Tulin down in Mobile, 17-7. Sparkman out of Harvest, Alabama, 15-11. All right. In the state of Florida, then I'm going to look at a couple of coaches changes, and we want to share some thoughts about it. In football, we have a lot of coaches changing now, and we'll just share this particular one right now. For the state of Florida, you have Monteveras Academy, you know, they are number one. IMG Academy in Bradenton, 12-4. St. Faith Catholic out of Lakeland, Florida, 17-1. Forest Hill, West Palm Beach, 20-2. Seminoles, Stanford, 17-1. Dillard's out of Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. East Lake out of Tarpon Springs, 17-1. University High, Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. Barton, 18-1. West Oaks Academy out of Orlando, 14-5. Andrew Jackson out of Jacksonville, 15-2. You also have Westminster Academy out of Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. You have Lincoln out of Tallahassee, 18-2. Northeast out of Oakland Park, that's in Florida, 15-5. Primbrook Pine Charter School is 14-1. Orlando Christian Prep in Orlando is 15-2. Tampa Catholic out of Tampa, 14-5. South Miami, 15-2. Strahan, Fort Lauderdale, 14-6. Payton School for the Advanced Study out of Jacksonville, 15-4. Impact Christian Academy out of Jacksonville, 12-3. Schoolhouse Prep out of Miami is 11-5. Chardonnay Madonna out of Hollywood, Florida, 11-6. Dyer out of Palm Beach Garden, 13-3, and Rickers out of Tallahassee, 10-4. So those are the two the top teams out of the both the state of Florida and Alabama, the Power 25. Doesn't matter what class you're in, you could be put in as a 1A since you play at a high level. And those teams come from the state of Alabama, which is seven classes, 1A through 7A. And in the state of Florida, you have 1A through 8A. So you have those classes of teams that are competing at a high level in the Power 25. One other thing I wanted to talk about was the coaches change so far. There's some other ones coming, but this one caught my eyes and I wanted to share it because this coach was at Pinson Valley. Pinson Valley had won three state championships, if I'm not mistaken, with the quarterback that's at Auburn, Bo Nix. His dad, Patrick Nix, he left Pinson Valley to go to Phoenix City Central, which is Central Phoenix City, to be the coach, where Jamie Dubose resigned and left to go to Lowndes High School in Lowndes, Georgia. So that's how I stand with the coaches change. There are some other people changing, and we're just so glad to have an opportunity to come before you. It's 8:56. We're getting ready to wrap it up. We don't have anything. I just want to share one more thing with you. I have my new book that's available, and we want you to get a copy of it. I'm down to 28 seconds on one of my devices to end. Don't Be Scared to Love. And this is from the Dr. Lowe Show and the Love Cafe. We share some thoughts about real love, not to be afraid to love. Allow yourself to be vulnerable in love. Check this out. The cost of this book is $20. You can go to two forms of payment, which is PayPal, paypal.me, some cases .com/DrLorenza, or go to Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith. Check it out, $15. Don't be scared. We're going to have a book signing in February. Then we're also going to have one in the month of March in Georgia. Then we're going to have one in South Florida. So we're going to be moving around. We're coming to your area. Just let us know, and we'll be ready to be there. The two books that will be available, it will be Education, What Happened to the Passion, $15. This is my last year, 2-year-old book that I wrote, and it's talking about education. Then the one I just recently published is Don't Be Scared to Love. Check them out. Don't Be Scared to Love is $20, and Education, What Happened to the Passion is $15. You can go to my email account, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Go to Facebook, hit me up on Messenger. Let me know you want one of those books so you can read about education and read about what's Dr. Lowe's opinion about Don't Be Scared to Love. We had an awesome show tonight. I have several people joining me, and I want to give them a shout-out. See, I started out, and we lost connection. And some of the people, I had already gave them a shout-out. But I lost connection, and I had to reboot back up. And these are the individuals. I appreciate y'all joining. Some joined from another show. I'm going to wave at you as I shout at you. Annie Schufer down from McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Annie, so much. I appreciate you for your support. My frat brother, Dave Harvey. Thank you, frat, so much for joining us on tonight's show. Yvette Smith, I'm going to give her a shout out. And she was on the other broadcast, which was on, I had to switch over. And she let me know techno difficulty. Yes, I was having, so I had to pop over and come to another device. And that's my biological sister. Thank you so much, my baby sister. This is Melva Pope Wright. Thank you, Melva, so much for joining us. We have LaShonda McCree. Thank you for joining us. Tasima Sunshine Jackson. Tasima, thank you so much for joining us. Edna Richardson, a good dear friend of mine. She worked in career tech education. I was a director at the Lounge, and she's down in Monroe County. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, want to give you the shout out as well. Edna, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, this is awesome. Thank you. Precious Henry, Precious, thank you so much for joining us. Also, we have Tamika Smith. Thank you for joining us as well. We had many others on the other broadcast, but we lost that. But that's all right. But that's what it's all about. All right, we're at the 9 o'clock hour. It's been awesome. We won't have another show the rest of this week. I want to give a shout-out for the Florida, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in the state of Florida. They have their Florida State meeting in Orlando at the Roseland Plaza Resort starting on Friday at 12:30, which is the 24th through Saturday, but actually we'll be there till Sunday on the 26th. So we'll just offer our prayers for those brothers down there for the Florida State Conference for Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity for the state of Florida. I'll see you guys there. Look to have an awesome time with you. There are several other things going on, and if you have something you want to broadcast, shout it out to me, and we will make sure we get it on this Smith Way production. Again, it's been awesome. Now, next week, we'll have our shows. We'll have maybe four shows next week. We'll have our Wednesday night show, which is Talking Sports Plus Preview and Primetime. One at 7 o'clock preview, 8 o'clock with the primetime. Then on Thursday, we will be having the Love Cafe starting at 6 o'clock. I'll host that show. And at 8 o'clock, we will have the Minister Shannon show. We'll have her on next Thursday at 8 o'clock. So those, then on Friday, we will have Balling with the Doc at 2:30. So we got a few shows rolling next week, and we're excited about it. That in the following week, we have Talking Real to You on Monday, starting at 7 o'clock preview show, and 8 o'clock with our primetime show. And, you know, your Eastern Standard Time, move yourself back an hour. And then we'll also have the Dr. Lowe show on that Tuesday following that. Starts at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Talking Sports Plus, the previous show at 7 o'clock, and the show at 8 o'clock, which is our prime time. We have Gwen J. Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Happy 100th centennial to you. And the many others that are a member of that Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Corporate. It's been awesome. We're going to keep on grinding because that's my hashtag. Also, the second hashtag I always talk about on the Dr. Lowe show is communicate for understanding, because that's one of the traits of a healthy relationship. And last but not least, I always want to give this shout out to everybody, but I like to find my music. So I will be coming to you right so I can share some just my feeling how good things are, because God is good. He is awesome. He has brought me a mighty long way through all the ups and downs, even though this relates to my Tuesday night show, which is Dr. Lowe, which is a relationship show, as well as our Thursday night show, which is the Love Cafe. We don't own the rights. It's called Too Late. You ain't too late to join us. You ain't too late to get your novel or get your book. You make sure you email me at LorenzaDSmith5@gmail.com. And if you want to just order the book, just go to paypal.me, in some cases it's .com/Dr. Lorenza, or go to Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith. Pay $15 for education, What Happened to the Passion, or my newest book, which is Don't Be Scared to Love, which is $20. You can check it out. This is 2020. So pay $20 in 2020, the year of access and a decade of access. Have an awesome night. As we wrap it up, and I'm going to tell you, I love you. And a thing you do about it, have an awesome night.
A lady came up to me after a show I did the other night, and she said, "Excuse me, Lamar's, look, hey, I really love your music." She said, "And Boogie, your song, They really helped me through a lot of rough patches in my marriage. I just want to say thank you, and we really enjoyed your show. I said, this must be your husband. She said, no, this is my new man. I said, well, I see you still wearing your ring. You and hubby ain't going to try to work it out? She hugged old boy and said, it's too late. She said, I finally got somebody that's going to treat me right. She said, it's too late. So he ain't got to worry about coming home tonight. She said, Lamar's listen. I done cooked, I done cleaned, I've been fucking the nigga since 16. I gave him 27 years, 4 kids, treated that man like a king. She said, Mars, I just got tired of that bullshit. He stay out drinking with his buddies, come on, wanna fight me. I'm happy now that I don't give a damn. Don't judge me, Lamar, as he made me who I am. Plus it's too late. See, I finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late. So he ain't gotta worry about coming home tonight. Cause it's too late. I done finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late. I'm going home with my new man tonight.
She told me, she said,
all my kids are grown now. Oldest 27 and my youngest 19. She say, I ain't got no babies no more. I'm free to move about the cabin if you know what I mean. Hope you don't think I'm just a cheater. Let me tell you a little bit more about what I've been through. Calling and calling. He was in the club balling and balling. I'm home lonely and crying. The nigga steady lying. All them names he was calling me. Then I met the sexy man here beside me. I'm just not wrapped up in my feelings no more. No, I just don't love him like I used to before. It took me years, but I'm strong now. I can stand up on my own now. She said it's too late. I done finally got somebody that's gonna treat me right. She said it's too late.